Town Hall applied for and won landmark status last year, where Harmon, the executive director, says it's unusual for groups to opt in to all the restrictions that entails, but it makes sense for them.
We want our view of the future to be defined by an awareness of our past.
So they'll have to get approval from the Landmarks Board before making any changes to the building, which was completed in 1922 as a Christian Science church. Certain features, such as the stained glass windows, domed ceiling, and curved wooden pews, can't be touched. But at the same time, they've embarked on a massive green overhaul.
You know, it's a less flamboyant gesture in some ways than the Bullitt Foundation, which will, for at least the next 9 months, be the greenest building in the whole world. But we believe that on this site, we can show what is possible in the context of an historic building.
Green architects and design experts from around the country are gathering for a design charrette this week. Much of what they'll be brainstorming about will be invisible, such as how to upgrade the heating system and add cooling while making it all more efficient. But they'll also look at possibilities like how to add solar panels or green roofs without changing the profile of the building's exterior. Patty Southard with King County Green Tools, which supports green building programs, says they'll also just be learning a lot by examining the existing structure.
Like, well, what exactly was the original insulation in these walls? And will that all need to come out to improve on the indoor air quality or to improve on the efficiency? Can we work with the existing materials?
She expects they'll find that preserving what's there will often be the greenest solution, since the materials Town Hall was built with have already lasted nearly 100 years. How to give historical retrofits a certified green label will also flow out of this study. That would add weight to the idea that the greenest buildings are the ones that already exist. Seattle alone has about 450 that are landmark eligible. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.